Millions of Americans are in what's called job lock. They can't leave their jobs because they feel they can't get the same health insurance benefits on their own or at the next job. A new poll by NPR News, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government shows that 1 out of 4 Americans has experienced job lock in the past couple of years, or someone in their immediate family has. That's despite legislation enacted 6 years ago to deal with the problem. NPR's Joanne Silberner explains why job lock still exists.
Susan Rogan of Herndon, Virginia, has a typical job lock situation.
My husband is 52, I'm 48. Our children are grown, they're educated, and we might like to plan for our future. We might like to retire someday. And the way things are going, it doesn't look like we're going to have any choice except to wait until we're 65 and go on Medicare.
That's because if her husband Bob retires or switches to part-time work, they lose their employer-provided health insurance. Rogan feels like her family has always been in job lock. The Rogans have a daughter with cerebral palsy, and it used to be that when Bob switched jobs, his next insurance policy didn't cover the cerebral palsy for a year or more. In 1996, when Congress was considering legislation to fix the problem, Susan Rogan talked to NPR about the job lock issue.
I was very bothered by it because I knew that it would come up again someday, anytime that my husband were to change jobs.
Rogan testified before 2 congressional committees working on what became the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. Congress hammered out an agreement that prevented new insurers from denying payment for pre-existing conditions. That helped the Rogans with their daughter's situation. When President Clinton signed the legislation, he called it a long step toward health care reform.
It seals the cracks that swallow as many as 25 million Americans who can't get insurance or who fear they'll lose it. Now they're going to be protected.
But people feel less protected now than they did before the legislation passed. In a 1993 poll, when people were asked whether, in the last couple of years, they or anyone in their immediate family had stayed in a job to maintain health insurance, 17% said yes. In our 2002 poll, 25% say yes. Healthcare analyst Karen Politz of Georgetown University says one reason job lock persists is because the law mainly protects people going from one job with health insurance to another job with insurance.
People would also worry about changing jobs from a job that offers health benefits to one that doesn't, or from a job that offers health benefits to one that offers benefits that are more costly, that they have to pay more for, to changing jobs to a firm that offers benefits that are less generous or less comprehensive.
The law doesn't help those people. And while it did guarantee the Rogan's daughter wouldn't lose coverage, now Susan Rogan says their problem is paying for it.
I know somebody, for instance, in Virginia, who at the age that we will be, which is, you know, late 50s, they are paying so much over $1,000 a month that this is for a husband and wife, that we couldn't even contemplate paying that much.
The job lock bill was written by Democratic Senator Edward Kennedy and Republican Senator Nancy Kassebaum, now Nancy Kassebaum Baker. Mrs. Baker says they thought about limiting insurance prices because they were concerned about costs.
We acknowledged that that was going to be a problem. Senator Kennedy and I think, would have been happy to have put a cap on, but that wasn't possible.
The insurance companies fought too hard against it. The senators had hoped that states would keep policies available and affordable. Government reports have shown that's not happening. Baker says the bill, often called by its acronym, HIPAA, was meant as a starting point, and she hopes the Senate will reconsider it.
Look at the regulations. Look at what's happened, the changing economy, the insurance premiums. Is there anything that would be possible to do to enhance HIPAA or change it?
Health analyst Karen Politz says what's needed is a federal plan to make insurance available, accessible, and affordable. And there are ways to do that.
I think more uniform provision of health insurance benefits by employers would make a difference. It's been discussed in the past. I don't hear it as much on the agenda today. There's some talk of providing subsidies for employer-provided health benefits.
But will it happen?
I really try not to handicap the Congress. I don't know.
Meanwhile, job lock could get worse. The weak economy and higher insurance prices mean fewer companies will be offering coverage. Perpetually job-locked, Susan Rogan only votes for political candidates who promise to address the job-lock problem. But there aren't many like her, and right now politicians seem more concerned about issues such as Medicare and prescription drugs. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.